Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, hey, welcome back to season 27, episode 6 of Dancing with the Stars. Was Juan Pablo able to keep up that perfect 10? And you will never guess who got the boot tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Dancing with the Stars After Show. Yes, that theme song gets us in the mood. All right, we are back with season 27, episode 6 of Dancing with the Stars. I am your host, Carla Renata, and we are joined posthumously, kind of, from Jeff Graham, who's in the booth. Say hey, Jeff.
I'm in the booth, y'all. Thanks for including me on tonight's discussion. It was quite an episode.
So he will be the embodied voice for this episode.
Yes.
But the people that are here who are not embodied are next to me, and they are...
Hey, what's up, guys? Carla Beltran here.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Kaylee Stump.
Yes. So, you know what? I just want to give the fans a huge shout out because y'all are ride or die fans, especially Love By You. Girl, I heard you loud and clear, and I will be taking those notes that you gave a sister. Okay? Okay. Trini Boy 27, Selena Espo, Alexandra Madden Melder, Sierra Abrahams SZ, Ep 100, Jasmine Jones. Hey, Jasmine girl. Rhoda 13, Armand, and Heather Fitz. We love y'all. I got some more to get to, but I'll get y'all next week. So, let's get on and get started with this episode.
Yes.
This was the trio episode. Now,
yes,
we were saying before the show that usually with the trio episode, they usually pair up a pro and a pro or a former
winner,
thank you, from the show to do the dance with the trios.
Right.
And this time they had random people coming in.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that when we get to those dances. So first, you know, because I got lots.
We got lots to say about that.
So first up was Juan Pablo, who got that perfect score last week with that 10, honey.
Yes.
Him and Miss Cheryl. And tonight they danced to I Got Faith, and they did a cha-cha. Now, Miss Carla Beltran felt some kind of way.
As
she always does when Juan Pablo came out, you know, because, you know, him having hip action when it comes to a Latin dance is never a problem. But, you know.
Basically.
You know, he did his thing. And they were dancing with Melissa Rycroft,
mm-hmm,
who was season 15 champion. So, you know, I felt like he had these two bombshells with him.
Yes.
They were out dancing him just
a
little bit. I mean, because they're beautiful, gorgeous women. So it was kind of hard to focus on him until he started moving them hips. They looked like they needed to get a room. I was like, I'm going to need y'all.
It was overly sexual.
It was very steamy. It made me feel some kind of way.
Yes.
It made me feel some kind of way. And I felt like just a little teeny tiny bit. The girls were a little off sometimes, but not enough to make a difference. And I felt like they could have used a little more cha-cha content.
Mm-hmm.
But baby, those hips and that steamy action, they were not holding back. Them hips didn't lie. Let's put it that way. I was kind of digging them. How about y'all?
Okay, well, let me just start out by saying that I don't feel as strong about Trio Night as I think I have before, but I was very, very happy that Juan Pablo was who opened the show. I loved his dance. Of course, yes, I do agree with Len and with you, Carla. He did need a little bit more cha-cha. Like, I didn't feel the cha-cha like I feel like I should have, but I definitely felt the hip action, and I felt like he was able to manage two girls very well doing the cha-cha. So I really enjoyed the dance.
I enjoyed it. I felt like it was extremely sexual.
You think? Do you think?
Was like, very sexy.
Like I said, girl, I felt like they needed to get a room. I felt very uncomfortable watching them. I was like, I'm going to need y'all to get a room.
I know, right? And we have some people in the chat. Rotor 13 says, all Cheryl does is sexy dances. I mean, clearly that's her forte. That's what she loves to do. But, I mean, obviously Juan Pablo is sexy.
Yeah.
And he dances very sexy.
Absolutely.
They go well together. It was a little bit awkward with Melissa. I mean, she's an amazing dancer, but I don't know. There were a couple awkward moments with Juan Pablo and Melissa. At one point, he missed Cheryl's hand. It got a little bit jumbled, a tiny bit, but the flip that they did was kind of amazing.
That was kind of amazing. I was like, okay, for the flip, all right. All right. But Love By You in the chat room said that choreography was trash. She said she is not going to be nice tonight. It's okay, girl. We got you.
Yeah.
Jeff, what did you think about Juan Pablo and Cheryl's dance with Melissa?
I actually thought it was pretty good. One of the things, so Carly, you're mentioning some of the trio issues that you have.
Mm.
I so prefer the trio when they match the gender of the pro versus the gender of the contestant. So in this case, it was Juan Pablo and two women, where when you look at DeMarcus, it was DeMarcus and another guy and a woman. And I always think it's better to feature the only gender who is the contestant, mm-hmm. because it allows you to focus on them, if that makes sense. Like, they're the unique one.
Yeah, I totally get that.
And I had some issues specifically with that comment that you're making with another couple later on. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything else you wanted to add? I'm sorry, I didn't mean
to. No, not at all. You're fine. I thought it was strong overall. I think it's felt like typical Juan Pablo to me, and I don't mind Cheryl's sexy choreography because I think it works for him.
Oh my God, you know, every time we mention Juan Pablo's name, Carla just turns red and giggles.
I think I only turned red because you guys mentioned the fact that.
No, girl, you're about to shade your nail polish right now. It's kind of funny. Okay, and then there's that. So they got a total score of 24 out of 30 for their cha-cha. All right, moving on to Tinashe and Brandon, who is my favorite by far. They were teamed up with season 18 runner-up Amy Purdy, and they did a tango. Now, let me just say that tangos are hard to do anyway when it's just two people.
Yeah.
To do it with three people is really, really, really intense. And they danced to Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar. I love that song. Love it so much. But you know, I was a little, there was part of me that was a little underwhelmed by this dance, just a little bit. I felt like it was strong. I felt like it was challenging. I felt like it was very innovative. But I felt like when Brandon got on that table and did that solo, I felt like that should have been Tinashe.
Right.
I mean, Tinashe is the contestant, not Brandon.
Yeah.
And Brandon's a newbie to the pro situation. So, you know, maybe he was putting himself in the middle because he was the male and they were the two females on the floor. But if the table is, if you're going to put somebody on top of the table and the focus is going to go up there, it should have been Tinashe and not Brandon, I felt like. I also felt like Brandon kind of gave something away. We'll talk about what it is later when in their package. We'll get to that later. But when Lynn told Tinashe that she needed to stretch her neck, she's a teeny tiny thing. She's short. Like, how much stretching
she
is she going to
do? She was stretching
do?
As much as she could.
I mean, that girl has excellent posture. She's short and she's cute. And I'm like, how much can she really stretch? I was not having that. I wasn't having that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, for it to be a tango and for it to be three people, I felt like it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel, I wasn't bowled over by this. I was very underwhelmed.
Yeah, I personally think that this wasn't her strongest performance, which is a little bit upsetting at the fact of the way that the episode ended, because I was looking forward to seeing her perform more.
Mm.
But yeah, I didn't feel strong about this performance at all. I felt like, in general, I just saw three people dancing, and I didn't know who to look at the whole time, and I didn't really feel like it was a tango. And for a tango, I feel like also the costumes didn't help. I didn't feel like I feel like a tango should have been more like a nice costume where I could see their legs and I could see their form. And I wasn't able, like, this dance didn't deliver for me.
I kind of agree. And I agree with Tammy in our chat room. She said, I didn't like the choreo and concept of the courtroom. I didn't like the courtroom. And I agree with you too, Carla. I didn't like their red suits. It was just kind of awkward. I mean, Tinashe was very smooth, but I felt like the tango was not as intricate as it could have been. It was just always like one girl in front, one girl in back, doing the same move, back and forth, back and forth. Though they did keep their framing nicely, and Tinashe did as best as she could, but I just, I didn't love it. It was a little bit underwhelming.
Yeah. Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all of you guys, and there were moments when Brandon was only dancing with Amy, and it's like an example of my frustration with some of the dances tonight is Amy Purdy's great. She's so good, but I'm not here to watch her.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not here to watch Brandon Solo on a table. And I just feel like Tinashe got overshadowed tonight.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer because it was her last night. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just, I would have preferred Brandon to handle this concept differently because Tinashe did a fine enough job. She just wasn't given the opportunity to shine.
Let's just say that for Brandon popping out of the troupe and taking the lead as a pro this season for the first time, he did an excellent job.
Definitely.
And he was really good at challenging Tinashe with the choreography that he gave her. I don't feel like this choreography tonight was the best good. Of the no. bunch. I don't feel like this concept tonight was the best of the bunch. It was like, wah, wah, wah.
Something interesting in the chat, Tara is saying, were they intimidated by Amy's legs? Because she does have two prosthetics. I wonder if they covered up and had pants so we wouldn't focus on Amy's prosthetics.
Well, you know, Amy was on the show before, as I said, and she's really good at manipulating her legs, and even she said she was a little rusty. Mm-hmm. But I felt like that was a huge disadvantage for Brandon,
yeah.
because Brandon is a newbie stepping out of the troupe into the pro shoes, mm-hmm. having to deal with somebody to teach them the choreography, and then have to deal with someone who has prosthetic legs when you haven't had weeks of trying to manipulate around that. That's huge.
Yeah.
And it's done in a very, they don't have that many days to rehearse.
Whatever.
They have so what's tonight? Tonight's Monday. So they'll rehearse some tonight. They'll rehearse some Tuesday. They'll rehearse some Wednesday. Thursday comes around, they start teching the show. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they start teching the show.
And the dances have become a lot longer.
Yes. So, you know, there's that. But at the end of the day, they ended up with a 26 out of 30. I felt like the judges scored them way too much.
I feel like the judges weren't watching the same dances we were watching.
For the whole show.
Yeah.
We disagreed a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Next up was John and Emma with their Argentine tango with season 4 runner-up Joey Fatone. They did a thing on the Greek gods and... Mm-hmm. I really, really, like we've been saying, I did not agree with the judges on this dance at all. This was one of my favorite dances of the night, actually.
This is my favorite dance.
I felt like it was flawless. I love the concept. I love the music. I love the choreography. I felt like the opening lift was really strong. I felt like when they were in hold, it was very nice and very clean. And yes, for that, when she had that arabesque in hold, when she had that leg up and they were holding her and she moved out, I was like, yes, Dima, yes. Hold that pose and stretch. I was living for that moment. What y'all think about that?
This was also my favorite dance. I love that every single time they perform, they actually get into a certain character and that they dress like that character that they're going for. It's like, it's a theme dance and I enjoy the themes that she's been putting up. So I'm really excited for Disney Night because I feel like they're going to do great for Disney Night.
Absolutely.
I'm super stoked. Yeah. And I really love this trio. I think this was my favorite trio. I think the personalities of all three of them matched together. I also agree with you. I feel like the start was like super strong with the lift. And I feel like it was strong from the beginning and it ended strong. Yeah, he messed up, I think, like once or twice.
Yeah, a couple of things.
I didn't care much for it. I was like, okay, this is the best performance that he's delivered for me yet.
And they show Joey's so funny. He was cracking me up. They show him kind of as like a troublemaker. It kind of made you think like, oh gosh, I'm kind of nervous for this dance. And then they come out so fierce.
Yeah.
And the initial lift was so amazing. I loved the whole Greek god vibe. I just think Emma did such a good job making it so intricate with their, an Argentine tango.
Mm-hmm.
The music, the looks that they were rocking, the moves were on point, and then the double lift that they did with Emma at the end was so well done.
I felt like she slayed with that choreography.
She's
incredible. This dance is a perfect example for me of how a pro highlights their contestant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was a perfect example
because
it made everybody in the dance look good, especially the person that is competing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there were some really good tricks and stuff that highlighted her, but it highlighted more of them supporting her in those tricks than it did her doing the tricks. You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree, Carla. I thought like this was one of the first nights where John really looked like a dancer. I felt like he had a very sturdy frame. And you could tell Emma felt totally comfortable to trust him with those lifts, trust him in hold. And to a certain extent, any ballroom dance is featuring the woman, and it's the job of the guy to be a very strong and firm foundation, which he really, really was. I was super impressed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, at the end of their dance, they got a 7, 7, and 7 with a total score of 21 out of 30, which I felt was grossly underscored.
I know, we were shocked.
When they said that, I was like, what the hell? Are they watching the same choreography I watched?
Exactly.
That don't make no... Okay.
I think this totally... This deserved, like, at least an 8 across the board.
I felt like that deserves some 9s. I'm sorry. That was flawless.
Joey was the weak link here, and I fear that they scored the whole dance rather than focusing on John.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but I felt like they were underscored, and I felt like they deserved at least a good 27 or 26. I'm like, 21, really? I don't think so. Yeah. I wasn't having that.
Yeah.
But you know what else? But you know what I'm really having? Are the AfterBuzz TV fans.
Yes, we are.
Right?
Hey, what's up, AfterBuzzers? Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. Wow, I cannot speak tonight. From dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yay! Yay. Alrighty. Okay, so now that we have done that and shouted out the fans even more, we're going to go on to the next dance.
Yes.
Which was Ivana and Keo with Scarlett Byrne, who played Pansy in the Harry Potter movie. Now, see, this is exactly one of those pairings that I was talking about.
Yes.
The ones where it was like, I appreciate the fact that, you know, that's her good girlfriend from the Harry Potter movie, but I'm going to need her not to be on Dancing with the Stars unless she's a dancer. So I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to put that out there.
And they didn't really tell us at all if she had any dance experience. Yeah, Clearly she did.
But they did not tell us that.
Let
I was
us
like,
know at all.
Really? They looked kind of cute, though. They did a salsa to a song called Black Magic. And for the most part, most of this dance, and I don't feel like it was Keo's fault, because I feel like Keo always gets a raw deal every season. I really do. But I feel like with this dance, the girls were not in sync.
Right.
They weren't in sync for most of the dance. Scarlett was always a little off. Both of them were always a little ahead of the beat. The lift with Scarlett felt a little awkward.
Yeah.
There was that lift that they did that just felt it felt like he had a hard time getting her up and then getting her out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that lift where he had Ivana on his shoulders, that was fabulous. I was living for that. In general, they're doing a salsa. So if you're going to do a Latin dance, salsa, cha-cha, you got to have hip action. It can't just be your feet and your ankles and your legs moving. You got to throw some hips in there and a little shoulder action. And I didn't see any of that. And they just, for the most part in this dance, they just didn't seem to match up like they should have for a trio dance. That lift right there. Ooh,
there it is,
that one where she's on it. And it was just everything. I love that lift. But yeah, this one just felt a little off to me. I'm not quite sure how y'all feel about that.
Okay, so I kind of just want to start talking about, like, the fact that some partners here didn't really, like, help their partners. I thought that in this specific dance, Scarlett definitely took my eye more than Ivana did. And I felt having to go back to Ivana to actually watch Ivana because I feel like Scarlett was kind of taking the spotlight.
Yeah, she was a better dancer.
She was a better dancer.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, I think the lift that he did with her was with Scarlett was actually better than the lift he did with Ivana. Personally, I feel like just the way that he wrapped her around, I kind of would have been okay without him doing any lifts with her, because I feel like we were highlighting Scarlett instead of highlighting Ivana. I just felt like during the whole time I was just really looking for Ivana, and I didn't really like it. And
yeah, I didn't feel that lift.
I didn't really feel like it was a salsa, and I didn't feel like they were salsa-ing together.
Yeah, there wasn't enough salsa content in there for me. I'm feeling like the Lynn Goodman of the bunch tonight, but anyway.
I know. It just felt kind of messy. It just felt messy to me, and they were kind of off. And then it was shocking. Well, I know we'll get to that, but what Len said, it was complete opposite of what I thought. Some people in the chat room, let's see, Rotor 13 said, I wish they brought Meryl Davis back. Mm. I feel like she would have been great with Ivana.
That would have been good. Yeah.
So yeah, it was just messy.
I actually totally disagree with you guys. Is that okay?
What?
I agree with you guys. They weren't necessarily in sync, and I think I really like Ivana, so I might be a little balanced, but I thought they were really solid, and it's funny. I actually thought there was a ton of salsa content in there. The lifts didn't seem like they came until the very end, and to me there was a ton of focus on the kind of the technical foundational elements of ballroom, which I feel like Kyo's been really jamming with all season, is really focusing on choreography rather than stunts and tricks. So I think I was kind of caught up in the music, which I really liked. I liked the theming, and I really, really liked this dance.
Mm. Well, I didn't. Oh, did I really give shade? Yeah, I did.
Sorry, this is
you
a safe
are definitely
place.
Len today.
I'm sorry, I am the Len Goodman of the bunch today. Well, they got an 8 and 8 and 8, 24 out of 30. I do not agree with that score. I think it should have been lower. But who am I? I'm just somebody that does an after show on Dancing with the Stars. So, having said that.
I just think it's funny that the chat is actually agreeing with us. So the fact that we're all in agreement must say something.
But it's just shocking that Len, you know, was positive about it. The one dance where we're like, okay, that was definitely messy. And then he says it was polished.
I know. Yeah. Like, and all of us were like, what are you talking about? Yeah. All of us were like, what do you mean? I could not wait. I could not wait to do this show tonight because I was just like, oh, Lord, really? I cannot even.
But interesting.
I know. It was very interesting. Before we get to the next dance, though, I just want to let you guys know that we do have a special we have two special segments that we've added to the show that we will continue to do. One is because it is trio night, we will highlight a trio dance from the past of Dancing with the Stars, and we will be giving you some news and scoop a little later on in the show. Moving on to DeMarcus and Lindsay, who danced with Rashad Jennings, who was the season 24 champ of Dancing with the Stars. Now, baby, they were doing a paso doble, and they got off to a real funky, funky start, because in the package, they showed them saying hello, and they did the little chest bump, and poor Rashad did a chest bump with DeMarcus and dislocated his finger. It looked like it was broke. When they showed, I couldn't believe they showed the finger on the air. That was so gross, and it creeped me out. Like, it looked like it was broken, so I was almost relieved. I was relieved when they said it was dislocated.
Yeah, that was
because
nauseating.
If it was broken, that was gonna be difficult for him to maneuver that. But Carrie Ann had a point when she talked about his dance not being as powerful as he usually is, and I feel like he wasn't as confident tonight because of his finger. I feel
you
like
did say
you
that.
Know, I used to dance on Broadway, and I know that whenever, like, I remember times I would have shin splints and my legs would be all wrapped up, or my knees would be wrapped up, or I'd have kinesio tape on my back or the back of my legs or whatever. It's really hard to concentrate on what you're doing when you know you have kinesio tape on your body or a wrap someplace. Your mind unintentionally focuses on the injury instead of what you're doing, and it does affect the quality of your dance. So,
you know,
I'm just going to throw that out there for him. He looked good, though, but there was a couple of times where he was dragging his feet across the floor instead of being up on the balls of his feet like Rashad was showing him in the package. I agree with Bruno. It was kind of hard to focus with all that chocolate steel on the dance floor.
Oh, my God, that was a hot dance.
I was kind of like, it was a lot of chocolate steel going on, and I was having a hard time focusing on the choreography. So I don't have a whole lot of notes for them because the shirts off kind of distracted me just a tad. I'm not even going to front and lie. But, you know, but I do feel like in a couple of spots, not a lot, but in a couple of spots, it lacked a little teeny tiny bit of attack. Look at you. You're turning your nail colors parlor again. Nail colors. You know what I mean. Nail polish color. I can't talk. See?
I know.
Now I'm still flustered by the chocolate steel.
We're flustered,
yeah. Seriously. I think we're all the same. We're on the same
page.
Yeah,
that was a little too hot. Too hot for comfort.
I was like, I like the stands. Okay, no, but in all seriousness, DeMarcus, I enjoy watching DeMarcus. And today, I honestly didn't feel like this was his strongest performance. I thought the performance itself was strong, but it was definitely not his strongest dance. And I think it's because he was a little bit self-conscious at, like, kind of mismatching Rashad. And I think Rashad kind of took, like, the spotlight again, just kind of, like, highlighting the
whole spotlight on.
Rashad was just so good. But I enjoyed watching DeMarcus kind of be like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna be strong like you, just kind of like I enjoyed watching him. I just don't think that it was definitely his strongest performance.
Yeah, me neither.
Yet.
I thought it was really well done. I love the strong like kind of more staccato movements, him and DeMarcus kind of against each other, like black and white and their costumes. And Lindsay, she is incredible. I love her choreography. It's so intricate the way she worked it for both men. Let's see. I wanted to say we have Book Movie TV Worm in the chat saying the choreo was amazing, but the execution was lacking. And I had, let's see, Tara said, I'm a trauma nurse, and that finger gave me the creeps.
Girl.
Yeah.
Tara. Girl, can we talk about that finger? It looked painful.
Yeah, like, it was so bad.
I felt like I needed to go take a Tylenol after watching that, and I wasn't even hurt. I was like, ooh, I might need a painkiller or something.
I was like, is this appropriate for network? This feels like this should be on premium cable.
I know.
I think this is an example of a dance where they were really hurt by the fact that it was two men and one woman. I don't know if you guys can think back to Alfonso's season when he did a triple paso doble with Lindsay and Whitney, which is one of my favorite dances in the history of the show for their trio night. And I just feel like we would have gotten to see a lot more of DeMarcus taking control and really being featured if it had been two women and him doing the paso.
You know, I think for this particular week, it wouldn't have made a difference because he was hurt. That's what I think. I think because he was hurt, that is what jacked up his focus and jacked up the dance. I think he probably would have been able to match Rashad better than he did tonight if he weren't hurt and wasn't distracted by the fact that
he was
hurt.
He was in his head, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I hear you.
Absolutely. Not to poo-poo on you, but, you know, just to give my opinion.
I feel like he wouldn't have been able to maneuver two girls with the hands like that he had, because I feel like it would have been hard for him to dance.
Yeah, that would have been difficult trying to spin with two hands and one of them can't work as well as it normally does. So, yeah, that was kind of difficult for him. But they, at the end of the night, ended up with a 7, a 7, and an 8 with a 22 out of 30. I felt like that was fair under the circumstances. Yeah. I mean, DeMarcus is my boy, so I hate to see him get scored anything that's less than stellar. But
yeah,
he gonna come back next week and he gonna slay it. So I'm gonna hold up the light.
Yeah,
hold
he
up
has
the
a
face.
Lot more coming for sure.
Yeah.
I will say though, as good as DeMarcus is, I feel like the last two or three weeks he's just really not living up to his potential. I feel like he could be as good as like a Tinashe, but for some reason he feels like he's holding back or just not reaching the heights he should be to me right now. Compared to his first week.
Well, yeah, I would kind of sort of agree with that, but there's always next week, honey. He going to come back and he going to let us have it.
Yeah, he will.
His Argentine tango was super strong last week.
Say what now?
His Argentine tango. I feel like that was really
absolutely
strong.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Mary Lou and Sasha, who danced with Nastia Lukin. They did a Charleston, and I loved this.
Yeah.
So much.
It was so well done.
It was so energetic. It was so much content. I felt like they did a great job, but my favorite part of this whole dance was that double lift that Sasha did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that double lift was everything.
Yes.
They were totally in sync. Those kicks, just everything about this dance was just awesome to me. I really, really, it was one of my favorite dances of the night. And I felt like Sasha did an exemplary job with the choreography for this one. I felt like each time when he was flipping back and forth, like, I like you, no, I like you, when he would go back and forth between the two girls, I felt like each one of them, when they got up out of that chair to dance, that they let us have it and they brought
each one
of them individually. And then when they got up and they danced together, it was just great. I love Mary Lou Retton's energy. I love that she's so enthusiastic. I love to see her smile.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that she's so hard on herself. And even she mentioned that comes because of that gymnast Olympian training that they have. They are taught to be nothing less than the best.
Right.
She even said that you get points taken away when you're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that desire to always be perfect is something that's been instilled in her since she was like 12 years old. It's hard to get, and she's now 50. So that's a long time to have that mindset and try to get rid of it for one competition. But I think she's doing a really great job.
Okay, I...
She's like, okay, let me swallow first.
Oh, jeez.
No, okay, so I think this was one of my favorite performances that was done, like, in as a whole. I was a little bit concerned in the beginning because I didn't really like the fact that that it started out with her being in a motorcycle and then Sasha started dancing with Nastya. I would have liked it better if he would have started dancing with Mary Lou. But then once they all came together, I feel like the dance went in sync so perfectly. They actually danced. They delivered a really good Charleston, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I think this was definitely by far one of her best performances. And like you said, that lift was just so phenomenal. I enjoyed it.
I know. Sasha definitely used their height differences to his advantage, because at one point Nastya like kicked her leg over Mary Lou, and then the lift, Mary Lou was kind of on the bottom, Nastya was on the top. It was perfectly executed. I didn't even see one single mess up. And you could just tell that Mary Lou was having so much fun. You could see it on her face, and like she got over, you know, her struggles in rehearsals, everything like that. Let's see, everyone, people are chatting about this, saying it was super cute. The double lift was amazing. Tammy said Sasha's choreography was very clever. Jasmine says, I lost it.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Jeff, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I love this. I've loved Mary Lou since the start. She's one of those examples to me of someone who I hope makes it really far, because not only is she really good, but she's so much fun to watch. Sasha's choreography was amazing. And here's what I liked about this trio. Nastya and Mary Lou are completely different categories of dancer. So even though there was two women, they're in different generations. Sasha used them in very different ways. So I was able to focus on Mary Lou in a way that was completely unique. And Nastya didn't take away from her, because the choreography gave them each different things to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Totally agree with you on that. That's actually a really good observation. They are two very different types of dancers. They were two, like you pointed out, Kaylee, they're completely two, like Mary Lou is like 4'11 or something like that. I don't even know how tall Nastya is, but she got legs for days, so she must be about 5'7 at least, 5'6", 5'7". Yeah, I this is one of my favorite dances of the night. I loved it. And the judges loved it, too. They gave it a 9, an 8, and a 9 with a 26 out of 30, tying them with Tinashe and Brandon. All right, so next up is Milo and Whitney, and they danced with, what's the boy's name? Lynch.
Riker.
Why was my typing? This is River. I'm like,
that's
what?
His last name.
It's Riker Lynch. He was the runner-up from season 20, and they did a salsa. Let me just tell you something. I love me some Milo.
I
say that every week. Milo is infectious. He's got so much. Well, he's 16 or 17 years old?
17.
He's got so much energy. He's young. He's exuberant. He's eager to please. He was like, yo, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to bust out this choreography and I'm going to get me a 10 if it kills me.
He has all the confidence in the world.
Yeah, he does.
The whole dance just moved. Like, you never felt them stopping. It continuously moved and flowed and ebbed perfectly. That split jump that Whitney did over Milo's head was fantabulous, because we all know how short Whitney is and how tall Milo is.
Yeah.
For her to clear his head, ooh, child.
Oh, my God.
I don't even
we were holding our breath at that one.
I don't even want to see the rehearsal footage of the times that it didn't work, but all I know is that it worked when it was on the air. Toward the end, though, he started to look like he was getting a little tired. He was running out of steam, but it was fast. It was furious. It was clean. That choreography was off the charts. It looked seamless. It looked like they were having fun. It was one of my favorite dances of the night.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm giving really negative feedback today.
Go in, Carla. Go in. Do it.
But I think this is just kind of how I feel personally about the dance. So I don't think this was his strongest dance. I think I've enjoyed him seeing him in another performances, but the only reason why I think this wasn't his strongest dance is because it was the hardest dance that he's had to do. I don't think he's had to do a salsa before where you have to move, and it was really fast. Like, the song that they chose was definitely super fast, and like you said, I feel like he started out really strong, but towards the end he was like, woof, like I really need to
petered out.
Yeah, and I think that's why, I think it's because I think just the energy that he gave out with this dance, because there was an extra person, I feel like that there was extra energy being taken out. But, I mean, he did great. I think the dance itself was fantastic, but I just didn't think it was the strongest dance.
You know, yet. I want to add one more thing to what you said. The one thing that I liked about him with this dance is the fact that this was the first time that I watched Milo that I didn't, him being lanky and long wasn't in my face. Yeah, I didn't pay attention to it. Like, it wasn't one of the things that I looked for. Like, he looked like he was getting control of his body. Like, he was moving into his body and getting to feel his body a little bit more and learning how to control it. And I think that's probably why I love this dance the best.
Yeah. Well, also, Riker is kind of the same size and kind of just as lanky as Milo is. So I think he was a perfect complement to the couple. They were kind of in perfect syncopation the entire time. Milo was so confident in all of his steps and his head movements and his spotting. I thought he did so well. The throw was amazing, but Whitney almost got dropped.
Yeah.
She kind of had to.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Riker almost.
Yeah, Riker didn't.
I don't know. She did, like, very quick. She had to put her hand down to the ground.
Well, I hope she didn't sprain her hand or anything.
No, she is fine. And then.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, Milo was definitely out of breath at the end. It just shows that these dances are a lot longer than what they are used to from past episodes. But I loved it.
Jeffrey. I want to pat myself on the back real quick, you guys, which I don't do super often. If you go back and watch our coverage of week one, I may or may not have compared Milo to Riker.
Hey, and then you did, actually. You did say that. I remember that.
It was really fun for me to see them together. I'm sure the producers are watching our after show, which is why they made that decision.
Obviously.
No, but I agree with all you guys. This was really, really strong. And I think Riker pushed Milo because I think they do have a similar style. So I'm here for Milo. I think he's going to be in the final two.
I hope
Me
so.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I totally think so. And I think the judges think so too with their scores. They gave him a 10, a 9, and a 10, giving him a 29. 10. Yay! He got the highest score of the night, which was fantabulous. I love that, fam.
Yes.
All right. Grocery Store Joe and Jenna were Jordan Kimball from the Bachelor franchise. This is another one of those dances where I'm like, why is Jordan up in the dance? He's not a dancer.
Yeah.
Why are we doing a disservice to Jenna as the choreographer pro? Why are we doing a disservice to Joe, who's already on the bubble to begin with?
Yeah.
And pairing him with somebody who is not going to add to his dance, but take away, because everybody was focused on the fact the homeboy couldn't get that shirt off.
It's as if they made his dance kind of a joke.
Yeah.
His attitude is great, because he was like all about it. He felt like he was being sexy. He was all excited about the fact that he picked that song, I'm Too Sexy. But when it was over, I laughed out loud, because even Tom Bergeron was like, wow. Like, that was a hot mess.
When
Tom
hilarious.
Bergeron goes wild, like, it's a hot mess kind of wild, you know you're in trouble. The whole thing was just very awkward. It was very gimmicky for me. I didn't feel like there was enough salsa content. I felt like there was no hip action. Like, it was non-existent. I felt like those chassés across the room were a tragedy. They were just bad, bad, bad. And I just feel like, no shade to Jenna, and I know they're going to come for me in the chat room, because every time I say something about Jenna, they do. I love y'all. I mean it, but I feel like with this particular dance, not the whole season now, but with this particular dance, I feel like Jenna did not choreograph to Joe's strengths. This is about choreographing to his strengths. Like, I get that you put, like with Brandon, I get that you put yourself in the middle because you're the woman and you're trying to have it be a bookend situation, but choreograph something that's going to make him look good, not make him look awkward, not make him look worse of a contestant than he already is.
Yes.
You know, do something that's going to make him look good.
Yes.
I had an issue with that. I love her, and I think she's a gorgeous dancer. No shade to her. Love her and Val together. This is not personal. This is just based on what I saw in the dance this evening.
We actually have someone in the chat who completely agrees with you. Alicia literally says, what frustrates me about Jenna and Joe is that I feel like Jenna doesn't attempt to choreograph to Joe's strength. I look at Lindsay and Emma and see how they choreograph for their partner.
Yeah, it's true. I completely agree with you 100% on that, because I feel like in the beginning, I feel like I'm always more concerned about the people who who you look at and you're like, oh, I don't know that this person's going to be a strong dancer like John. But Emma has brought out John's strengths to the max, and John's, like, slowly but surely becoming a dancer. And I feel like last week, Joe took two steps forward, mm-hmm. and this week he took two steps back. I didn't like the song that they chose, because that wasn't, first of all, it's not a salsa song. And then second of all, like, the fact that he had his friend who didn't know how to dance either. It didn't help him. It wasn't choreographed well at all. And I just feel like also when they brought in, I like it when they bring in the extra, like, people, but sometimes it hurts the dance. Like, because when they brought in Val and the other guy and when they started dancing, I didn't even watch them dance anymore. Like, I was paying attention to what the guys were doing in the back. So I feel like that was also to their damage. So I just feel like I want to see Jenna make Joe strong, because I feel like he has it in him. But I was really happy that he felt confident in himself. I think this is the most confident that I've seen him out in the dance floor. And I just want him, I want to see that confidence with better choreography.
He probably felt confident because he knew that Jordan could also not dance, but I feel like they centered this dance all around Jordan. If you ever watched Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise, Jordan is a male model and he's all about his, you know, runway walk and his look, and his it was completely centered around Jordan.
He didn't have a runway walk.
I felt like it was unfair to Grocery Store Joe. And I felt like they just kind of gave up. Like, yes, it was funny and entertaining and kind of a joke, but, you know, Joe's working really hard. I feel like Jenna could have choreographed a better salsa number, and they didn't have to make it a joke, even with the other male dancers stripping in the background and then pulling the water at the end. They just pulled out all the stops to make it kind of cheesy and kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys were in high school, did the senior guys ever, like, dress up like cheerleaders and do their own dance? Very much how this felt.
Yeah. That's a good analogy, actually.
Like, because it was, like, funny and, like, oh, they're trying, but, yeah, it was just a joke. Like, they just made this whole thing a joke, which, that's one approach to the competition, but when you watch Tinashe go home and you see something like this, it is pretty frustrating as a viewer. And even, like, Gleb and Val were, like, not being serious in the back. If you look at one point, Gleb is, like, simulating, like, he's putting the wrench into the tire that Val is holding, and I'm like, they're not even doing choreography. It was just very clear that Jenna designed this whole thing to be funny, which, to me, this is just not the time. So yeah. I was bummed.
Yeah, so was I. But, you know, the judges kind of agreed with us. They gave him fives across the board with a 15 out of 30. So I would say he's definitely in jeopardy when it comes to next week. All right. Alexis and Alan were paired up with Maddie Ziegler. And for those of you listening and watching who are not familiar with who she was in that Sia video, that dancer in the Sia video with the little asymmetrical wigs on and everything. She's a wonderful dancer.
Yeah, she is.
They did a tango. Let me just tell you, I had the hardest time focusing on this dance because that light situation was getting on my last nerve.
It was too much.
Literally my first note.
Yeah. It was wearing me out. Like, I know probably in the ballroom it looks a lot different than it did on television, but the first couple of seconds of the dance, I couldn't focus because all I could see was all that rainbow NBC color light happening.
I know.
I'm like, I need to see, and it was flashing. I'm like, I cannot.
Overproduced. Sometimes the extra things, like their outfits and their costumes, and then the lights will kind of ruin it.
But what I will say is this: when I was able to actually see what kind of steps they were doing, I felt like they looked like bookends a couple of times in the shadow moments that they had. But sometimes it didn't feel as cohesive as I would have liked when they were in hold. Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of in and out. It wasn't consistent for me. The lifts with the legs in second was great, where he had both of them and their legs were out in second, or like in a split position almost. I thought that was really great. I felt like they had great energy, and I loved when they finished the dance, how they both made fun of Alan and the way he teaches how he uses sounds. Cute. When I was in this musical called The Who's Tommy, the choreographer was Wayne Cilento, and Wayne Cilento was one of the original dancers in A Chorus Line on Broadway,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh.
He was the one that did I Can Do That. And he was one of those choreographers that talks like that when he's teaching you steps. He has a lot of sound effects. Yeah. And most choreographers do. Bruno Tonioli does it like that too. That's just something that they do. But I thought that was hysterical that they called him out for that. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was cute.
But, you know, I felt like this is okay. It was all right. I would have liked to have seen the first part of the dance because it was freaking distracting. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on the lighting. I feel like the lighting was definitely not helpful. And I think this is another dance where I feel like the partner didn't also aid Alexis. I think that Maddie is a wonderful dancer, and she definitely took the spotlight. And not because she meant to take the spotlight, it's just that her dance moves, all her moves were so strong. Even when she was dancing by herself, I was watching her, like, it's like I was watching the music video all over again, just watching her dance, and I really enjoyed her, like, watching her dance, but I should have been looking at Alexis, and I wasn't looking at Alexis.
That's the theme of the night, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, I was just, Alexis didn't take my full attention, and, I agree with, I don't remember which judge said it, but they did, one of them did say that they were all in different timings, and it's true.
Yeah.
They weren't all in the same timing, so I think that was also very distracting, which caused me to keep looking at Maddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Maddie's clearly used to being the center stage, center of attention, the solo dancer in all the Sia performances and music videos. And so from the very beginning, you could see that in her face and her movements. Like, she was not trying to be cohesive really that much with Alexis and Alan. Yeah. Yeah, it was just a little bit off. They weren't cohesive. Let's see. Alicia in the chat room is saying, I really like Alexis, but I feel like she doesn't always hit or look as strong with her dance moves. Nick said, I'm epileptic, so this dance almost killed me. LOL. Love Maddie,
that
though.
Light. Oh, right? Okay. It was about that light. I'm not even epileptic, and it made me want to have a seizure. It was just too much. Jeff, what are your feelings?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. You guys know I like Alexis. I've been a little hard on her as a dancer, and I feel like tonight kind of highlighted everything I've been saying, at least personally this season, where it feels like she's at a dress rehearsal. I just feel like it's something about feeling like she's not fully there every time she dances. And watching someone as sharp and, of course, experienced as Maddie really highlights that for me, where even if Alexis is doing the choreography beautifully, it just feels like she's kind of marking sometimes.
Yeah. Well, the judges felt like they kind of liked it. They gave him an 8, and a 9 with a 25 out of 30. I'm like, Yeah. I disagree with that. Us and the judges were not on the same page
not
tonight.
On the same page at all.
Last up was Bobby and Sharna with Lindsay Sterling. And Lindsay Sterling came in second position during season 25. She was the violinist that they found on YouTube. She was fabulous during her season 2. Okay, so they did. They were supposed to be doing a cha-cha to Don't Touch This by MC Hammer. I didn't see no cha-cha.
Yeah. No.
Ever.
No, not at all.
I saw no cha-cha ever. I was like, I felt like both of these women were too hot for him to handle, literally. I felt like, I'm pretty much like the judges were. They said that one of them, I can't remember which one it was, said she was speechless. And my favorite moment of the whole dance is when it was over and the camera panned over to this audience member who looked like he was shocked and confused. And that's kind of how I felt. Like, as fun as it was and as entertaining as he is to watch, this was not a cha-cha. And I feel like he has musicality. He probably could have busted it out. But he was so busy trying to be MC Hammer, they forgot. Dude, this is a dance competition. You got to do some cha-cha. We see your hips moving. We know you can do it. Like, I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, see, this is one of those dances that I feel like, again, with the costume. I feel like the costume did not help him at all because I couldn't really see what he was doing with his legs. There was no cha-cha. Like, I was laughing at my notes sometimes because I'm like, what's up with that cha-cha? Literally, like, what was up with that cha-cha? I think that there was no cha-cha there. And I think that he had two really strong people dancing. And this is, I love Sharna, and I feel like she always tends to highlight the strength of Bobby, but I feel like for this week, she
missed the mark on this one.
Yeah, she missed the mark. I feel like she didn't She didn't bring out the strengths in him that she normally does. And I wish she would have done that, especially because they had such a phenomenal extra person that I think that he would have been able to handle them well if the choreography would have been delivered correctly.
Absolutely. Kayla?
I know. I feel like Sharna kind of made this a funny joke of a dance, just like Grocery Store Joe's dance was. It was just with the pants and the... It was just a joke, and they obviously played to Bobby and his like quirkiness, but it was
a lot going on.
I didn't like it. Alicia says Sharna used a lot of the same choreography from her salsa trio with season 21 with Nick and PETA.
Ooh, good call, girl. Mm-hmm. That was a good call. Jeff, what are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, I agree with all you guys. It's interesting. I was a huge Lindsay Stirling fan, and I know that this wasn't at all about Lindsay Stirling, but I felt like she was misused, too. I felt like she was with Mark Ballas, so of course all their dances were so interesting and creative and kind of weird. And I felt like, yeah, Sharna didn't do either of her partners a good service this week with her choreography. And it's funny, I love Sharna, but I feel like there's always one dance every season where I don't like it, and I think this was my Sharna dance for this season that I had problems with.
Yeah, I think we all kind of felt the same, and so did the judges. They gave them a 20 out of 30 for this dance, which is, so I think he's probably going to be in trouble next week as well. So at the beginning of the show, we talked about, and that's all the dances for this week, but at the beginning of the show, we talked about how every show we pay homage to whatever the theme is for the night with a favorite dance in the past. And tonight, we would like to pay homage to a dance that was done by Val Artem and Rumor. They did, I think it was either a tango or an Argentine tango. It was really quite Rumor lovely. Willis. So for those watching on YouTube, take a look. And for those listening on iTunes and Spotify, take a listen.
This week for our trio, you're going to be doing Paso Doble. I feel like the energy and the chemistry that the three of us are going to have together is going to be very explosive.
We stand each other.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of man. Do you guys know you're going to be shirtless? You guys are going to be shirtless, right?
Oh, we are shirtless.
Why is this question being brought up every day?
I feel like Artem and I get exploited on the show sexually. Right, Artem?
Yes, definitely.
Because he's a lot more than just hex and handsome looks.
I'm just trying to show off the assets that you guys already have and allow other people to enjoy what I am going to enjoy all week.
Do it.
I loved her dances.
Yeah.
And I think with Artem in our corner, we have a really good chance of getting back to the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, you killed it. That was great.
So I'm just going to talk over this for a little while because there are people listening on iTunes and Spotify that cannot see the dance. But this dance was hot, hot, hot. And Val and Rumor had such undeniable chemistry during this season. And I misspoke at the beginning when I said it was a tango. It's actually a paso doble. But it was really intense and she was really sharp and it was really quite lovely to see. The tricks and flicks and things that they had during this dance were quite wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed her.
They did a great job at highlighting her because the fact that she's dancing with two pros, it doesn't look like she's like, she
doesn't
looks
look like
she
a contestant. No.
Yes. And it definitely makes so much more sense when it's two pros.
It forces the contestant to rise to the level of the pros rather than fall to the level of their co-competitor.
Exactly. 100%. Which I felt like was a theme in tonight's trio dance, but we just wanted to highlight Miss Rumor Willis, who was the winner of Dancing with the Stars during her season with her most memorable Paso Doble with Val and Artem. So you guys, going into next week, who do we think is going to get the booty boot boot before we talk about who's in Jeopardy? Well, actually, let me talk about who was in Jeopardy. Because I'm speaking ahead of myself. Mouth moving ahead of my brain. So in Jeopardy for this show was Ivana and Keo and Tinashe and Brandon. Mm-hmm. And Tinashe and Brandon ended up getting kicked off, which was interesting because in their package, Brandon actually said that he, and I agree with him that he's right, sometimes the best couples get voted off. I'm pretty sure that when he said that, he didn't think it was going to be him.
He manifested that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You got to be careful what you speak into. You got to be careful what you speak into existence.
Seriously.
But Tinashe and Brandon ended up getting kicked off. And I know all of us were shocked by that because I thought they were going to, you know, go the distance and make it to the finale.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But this happens every season on Dancing with the Stars. Whoever the people are that you think are going to go the distance usually don't. Mm-hmm. And it's usually somebody that's really, 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 really good that you're like, how did they get kicked off? They got kicked off because somebody sat and thought, oh, they're going to be safe. They've got lots of votes. I'm going to put my votes over here for this person. Nobody on Dancing with the Stars is safe ever, ever, ever. Ever.
Clearly.
If you have a favorite, you have to vote. Mm-hmm. You cannot assume that they are safe.
I will say, though, something about this elimination feels extra, like, egregious. Like, normally I feel like someone in the top three or two gets eliminated this early, but for her to be far and away the best dancer in this competition and get 10th place, that feels kind of unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's yeah. It's because nobody voted. I promise you, it's because not nobody, but I feel like she didn't have enough votes, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like people thought she was safe and they didn't vote for her. There was a young girl a few seasons back that was a partner with Derek, little blonde girl. I can't remember her name right now. Sabrina, I think was her. No, she was Mark Ballas's partner.
And Sabrina Bryan.
Yeah, Sabrina Bryan. She was wicked and got kicked off. And we were like, what? Mm. It was crazy, but it does
happen. It's unfortunate. Yeah.
So, having said all of that, who do we think is going to make the cut or get kicked off next week?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, I'll start. I'm thinking it's either going to... I think it's either going to be Grocery Store Joe. I'm pretty sure he's going to be the one that's going to go. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to go. Either him or Ivana.
Okay, so I wanted to just talk about just Tinashe real quick because I'm very upset at the fact that Tinashe is gone. Especially because I feel like Tinashe was like one of our best dancers. And I feel like this dance that she got out with was also not the best to like leave like the dance floor with. But like you said, Carla, nobody is safe on this dance floor unless if you guys vote. So if you have a favorite, please vote. And going into the predictions, I actually hope that Joe gets the boot out soon. Joe is not a good dancer, and I feel like he just needs to... I feel like all the Bachelor fans are making him really, really strong, but they're not actually voting on his technique and how he's performing. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be him or maybe Ivana, which I think... I don't know that Ivana would go because I feel like the Harry Potter world makes her super strong. Mm. But I think for right now, I think Joe and Ivana are not our strongest dancers.
Yeah. Mm. I think the Bachelor fans are going to save Joe. I was going to say Bobby might go home, but I think... viewers and all of his fans love, he's just so entertaining and so goofy and so quirky and fun to watch, even though he's not the best dancer, clearly. So my prediction is John and Emma.
Perhaps. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Jeff, who do you think is going to get the booty boot boot?
Really? I'm with you, Kaylee. I don't want him to, but I'm worried for John and Emma, too.
Right.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, those are our predictions for next week, which will be episode 7. And that episode is one of my favorite weeks along with Carla, Disney Week. Yay!
Oh my God, I'm so excited. So
I actually look really forward to Disney Week and Halloween. I think those are two like of my favorite ones.
Yes.
Halloween I can live or take, but Disney, I love me some Disney.
Love Disney.
Love me some Disney night. So Disney night is next week. I'm looking forward to joining you ladies and you, Jeff, the disembodied voicer this week, to talk about all of that and some more Dancing with the Stars goodness. Thank you all the fans in the chat room for joining us as always. If you like us, let us know on YouTube. Give us those comments. We will comment back. Give us that love on Spotify and iTunes with those 5 stars, baby. 5, 5, 5. And until next week, you can find me, your host, Carla Renata, across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic. You can also find me at Black Hollywood Live on Sundays at 5 p.m. doing my film review show, Black Tomatoes, and right here in the studio doing the after show for General Hospital. And where can we find you, Carla?
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Carla Beltran, and you can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Thank you guys for watching. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Kaylee Stump and check out my podcast, Sex in Studio City.
And Jeff?
And if you guys want to connect with me, you can do that online on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
Yay! All right, we have done it,
kids. We did it!
Yes,
Thank you again for joining us, everybody. And don't forget to tune in next week for Episode 7 Disney Week for the Dancing with the Stars after show. Until then, see you next time. Ciao. Bye.
Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.